Why self-sabotage happens in sobriety. You are doing well, really well. Weeks, maybe months into sobriety, and things are starting to come together. Then, out of nowhere, you do something that makes no sense. You pick a fight with the one person who has been supporting you. You skip therapy for no real reason. You put yourself in a situation you know is risky and you cannot explain why. It feels like you are working against yourself because you are. Self-sabotage in sobriety is one of the most confusing parts of recovery, and almost everyone goes through it. The frustrating thing is that self-sabotage in sobriety rarely looks like a conscious decision. It does not feel like you are choosing to mess things up. It feels more like something takes over, some part of you that does not believe this new life is going to last. And that is actually closer to the truth than most people realize. Self-sabotage is not about wanting to fail. It is about a nervous system that got so used to chaos that calm feels dangerous. When things start going well, your brain reads that unfamiliar stability as a threat and starts looking for ways to return to what it knows. There is a term therapists use for this. It is called an upper limit problem. The idea is that everyone has an internal threshold for how much good they believe they deserve. When you start exceeding that threshold, when life gets better than your self-image says it should be, your subconscious pulls you back down. For people in recovery, that threshold is often set painfully low. Years of addiction taught you that you are unreliable, that you hurt people, that good things do not last. So when good things start happening, there is a deep part of you that does not trust it. And that distrust comes out as self-sabotage. Shame plays a massive role in why self-sabotage happens in sobriety. Even when you are doing everything right, the memories of what you did during active addiction do not just disappear. They sit there, sometimes quietly and sometimes loudly, reminding you of who you were. And if you have not done the work to separate who you were from who you are becoming, that shame will find ways to pull you backward. It whispers things like, "You do not deserve this," or, "It is only a matter of time before you mess it up," and then, almost on cue, you do something to prove it right. Fear of success sounds like a made-up problem, but in recovery, it is very real. Success means visibility. It means people are watching. It means you have something to lose. When you were in active addiction, expectations were low. Nobody expected much from you, and in a twisted way that was comfortable. There was no pressure to perform, no fear of disappointing people, because they had already stopped hoping. Sobriety changes that equation. People start believing in you again. They start expecting things. And that pressure, even though it comes from a good place, can feel suffocating. Self-sabotage becomes a way to lower the stakes back to where they feel manageable. Relationships are one of the most common areas where self-sabotage in sobriety shows up. You finally have people in your corner, and then you push them away. You test their patience. You say things designed to make them leave. This is not because you do not want connection. It is because connection requires vulnerability, and vulnerability feels terrifying when you have spent years building walls to survive. Pushing people away before they can leave on their own terms feels safer, even though it is the opposite of what you actually need. The pattern usually looks the same. Things improve. Anxiety rises. You do something destructive. You feel guilty. The guilt confirms your worst beliefs about yourself, and then the cycle starts over. Breaking that cycle requires recognizing it while it is happening, not after. That means paying attention to the moments when you feel the urge to bail on something good. Noticing when your inner voice starts telling you that you do not belong here. Catching yourself in the act of creating problems where none exist. According to the National Institute of Mental Health, self-destructive behavioral patterns are closely linked to unresolved trauma and negative core beliefs, both of which can be effectively addressed through evidence-based therapy. Therapy is one of the most effective tools for interrupting self-sabotage because it helps you identify the beliefs driving the behavior. A lot of the time, you are not even aware of what you believe about yourself until someone helps you see it. Things like, I do not deserve to be happy, or people always leave eventually, are not thoughts you consciously think. They are operating systems running in the background, shaping your decisions without your permission. Therapy brings those beliefs into the light where you can actually challenge them. It also helps to talk about self-sabotage openly with people you trust. There is power in saying, I am scared that things are going too well and I can feel myself wanting to mess it up. That kind of honesty takes the shame out of the pattern. It makes it smaller. And it gives the people around you a chance to support you through it instead of being blindsided by it. Building tolerance for good things is a real skill, and like any skill, it takes practice. Start noticing when something positive happens and sit with it for a moment instead of immediately bracing for the other shoe to drop. Let yourself feel proud of a small win without qualifying it. Accept a compliment without deflecting. These are tiny acts of resistance against the part of your brain that says you do not deserve any of it. Over time, they expand your capacity for stability and make self-sabotage less automatic. You are not broken because you self-sabotage. You are responding to years of conditioning that told you chaos is normal and peace is suspicious. Sobriety gives you the chance to rewrite that story, but it does not happen passively. It takes awareness, honesty, and a willingness to sit with discomfort when every instinct is telling you to run. The good news is that the pattern can be broken. People break it every day. And the version of your life that exists on the other side of self-sabotage is one worth fighting for.